The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their lissateres and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You guys look so rested with your hour of sleep. I always wake up and it's, instead of five, it's four, right? You know, when I was at the seminary, St. John's Seminary, Camarillo, one of the things that we did every Lent was on Wednesday night, instead of eating dinner, we would just have soup instead. And I have to admit, the soup was not very good. But it's something that we did as a seminary community, and you know, we were learning about the importance of fasting, and that's something we all do during the Lenten season. But one night, I was assigned to work at the front desk, and when you worked at the front desk at the seminary, you basically just sat there and were waiting for people to come to the gate, and you let them in if they needed to get in. As I was sitting at the front desk, I saw one of the priests, one of our faculty members, on this Wednesday night, when we're supposed to only eat soup, walk on our campus with five extra large pizzas. Exactly, right? So I found out that he was going up to the faculty wing and they were gonna have a pizza party that night. After they had just told us, you know, stay on campus, don't go to In-N-Out, eat the soup and offer it up. Well, I couldn't keep that secret, let me tell you. And I told all my brother seminarians, look what was going on. And God bless the faculty. They did apologize the next day. They tried to explain the situation. Thanks be to God, I got ordained, right? But if we're honest with ourselves, each and every one of us has been a hypocrite, have we not? There have been times in our lives where we have expected people to live up to our standards, but we ourselves do not live up to it ourselves. So Jesus wants us to do better. He knows what you're capable of because you are so very good. And he's telling us very clearly in this gospel this morning that he needs each and every one of us to be the best disciple that we could be. Because in some form or another, we're all leaders. Leaders in our community, leaders in our family, in our classrooms, whatever it is. And people look at us, and they see everything that we do. So Jesus is asking us today to do better, to not be a hypocrite, but to really live out the gospel. So how could we do that, to be better Christian leaders? We could first of all realize that leadership means we can't do it alone, can we? Can you imagine if last night I called the lectors and the Eucharistic ministers and our musicians and our ushers, and I said, take the day off, I got it covered. You would all look at me today like I'm nuts, right? But how often do we see people And maybe we're guilty of it ourselves. Sometimes I have been. Where instead of bringing people together and looking at their God-given gifts and talents and raising them up, we just think we could do it ourselves. So Jesus made us all different for a reason. We have different talents and giftedness. And part of being a disciple of Christ is acknowledging the good in one another and bringing out those gifts in other people. So we should never be threatened by people's giftedness. Rather, we should encourage them to use them to help people, to make our world a better place. We should also always maintain an attitude of service. In other words, we shouldn't expect people to do things that we ourselves could not do. One time I lived with a priest, not at Holy Family. I don't want you guys to start a rumor, okay? And in one of my assignments, and one of the priests told us, every Monday and Saturday morning, I'm not free for Mass. And I said, well, why not, Father? And he said, well, I play tennis. Right? And I looked at him and I said, well, I want to go to Disneyland on Sunday. Can I get that off? Right? And it always irked us, you know, because we thought, you know, he's just out, you know, and good for him. He's played tennis, but it looked like being a hypocrite a little bit. Sometimes we're guilty of that ourselves. We expect people to live up to our expectations, but we don't do it ourselves. So we should never, ever expect people to do stuff we ourselves would not do. Being a Christian leader means to build people up. To build people up and not to tear them down. Our words have meaning and value, do they not? And what we tell other people does affect them. If we're constantly pointing out people's faults, we're constantly nagging them and telling them what they're doing wrong, we're failing. Our voice is to build people up, to affirm them, to remind them of how very good they are. Every single one of us is a sinner. We all make mistakes. But Jesus encourages us, so we need to encourage one another. My friends, we cannot be overly rigid either. We need to show compassion and mercy. You know, I love hearing confessions. It's not because I'm nosy and I want to hear everything that you do, okay? I love hearing confessions because there's something so beautiful about this beautiful sacrament where you leave with the weight of the world is off of you. And my job is to be that instrument of Christ and to remind you how much Jesus still loves you, how much he still loves you. And we need to do the same with those that we live with. We're often hardest on those that we're closest to. We have such false expectations, my friends. And finally, as disciples of Christ, we need to use our voice to not just be with the mighty, but to walk with all people. And to never use our positions to for our own advantage. You know, I gave the analogy at the 6:30 Mass. You guys know by now I love baseball, right? Could you imagine if next year I came up here and said, I really love the Dodgers, but I'm a poor priest. I just can't afford to go. What would happen? Somebody would give me tickets the next week. Well, I don't want to go to hell, okay? Right? We shouldn't do that, but we see that sometimes, right? In political leaders or celebrities, we're all people, all walks of life, where people use their positions for their own good instead of helping people. So we have a choice today and every day of our lives. We could choose to be humble servants who build people up and get to work for our Lord, or we could be self-centered and only do what we want because it advances our own cause. So what is the better option? To get our reward here on earth or in heaven? Which one? Only a few of you want to go to heaven. Let me ask you again. Is our reward better here on earth or in heaven?
Heaven.
Much better. You got an extra hour of sleep. You should be more energized, okay? My friends, life isn't going to be easy. And no matter what you're going through, you still have the opportunity to be Jesus to one another by building people up instead of tearing them down. So, my friends, Jesus is asking you this morning, who can you build up today? Who can you reach out to make that person's day a little bit better? Let's think of one person right now that we could be the face of Christ to today so that they know how loved they are by God. So who is Jesus asking you to reach out to today?